Our 2011 Outstanding Achievement Award winner has championed and fostered many of our new economic legacies over the last decade and beyond. Whether it be the iconic giants like the Eden Project, the Combined Universities of Cornwall, 15 Cornwall, or the myriad of people-focused activities helping those from all backgrounds into education, training, or jobs. He's been our guiding light, broker, fixer, and government champion in bringing these to fruition, and with such a light touch and sensitivity that lift this community of Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly up to more than we would have been. Above all, he has always championed the individual, believing in unlocking the potential of person, removing their barriers to engagement, and opening gateways to opportunity. Through his intervention and his influence, the legacy is that we are in a much better stepping off point to face the challenges and the opportunities of the future. And the future will be different. And different is not always better, but better is always different. In the spirit of outstanding achievement, there is no one worthier, I'm about to crack, my friend Richard Bailey.
I've been very much on the side of the wonderful things that have been happening, and I'm a career civil servant, and I always think of civil servants as the people who should be in the sidelines, not on the front of the stage. So it's an embarrassing but wonderful and flattering moment.
Would the winners and presenters please come up to the stage, winners and presenters?
Okay, so just explain what the award was that you got.
Well, it was branded an Outstanding Achievement Award, which I'm embarrassed by because the achievement is actually by everyone else. The way that Cornwall's developed over the last decade has been evidence of the amazing innovation and leadership that Cornish folk have had, and it's made a huge difference to the Cornwall we all know and love. And I haven't felt a central player in that, so as you say, it came as a surprise, but it has been completely wonderful being a partner in that journey.
But you've been a facilitator really as well, haven't you?
I hope so, a little bit, unlocking things at times and encouraging people, I hope. But the vision has come from within Cornwall and the deliveries come from within Cornwall. It hasn't been done to Cornwall from outside, and that's, I think, really why it's been so successful. On the whole, I don't think change is something that you do to people. Change is a journey that people embark on. And the journey in Cornwall has been a really successful one.
Thank you very much and well done.
Thank you very much.